This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad. Good morning.
Well, we began the week watching for Hurricane Ida to make landfall in Louisiana, but couldn't foresee what an impact the remnants of the storm would have here in Pennsylvania. Wednesday saw up to 8 inches of rain in parts of the Lehigh Valley.
And as we've been hearing all morning, you know, the impacts of this storm really weren't what we were expecting and had some really catastrophic results here in this region. There were at least 3 deaths in Montgomery County attributed to the storm and 1 in Bucks County. And emergency officials in those counties, which were particularly hard hit and saw those really high levels of rain, in each county, they received at least 500 calls on Wednesday night as that heavy rainfall caused widespread flash flooding in all the little creeks and motorways, with roads closed across the region.
And that death in Bucks County hit close to home for a Moravian University student here in Bethlehem.
Yeah, that's right. The accident came after the first girls' volleyball game of the year that was held at DeSales University. And it's tragic. The parents of a sophomore player were driving to their home in Perkiomenville when they hit floodwaters in Milford Township. And apparently the mother was able to escape the vehicle, but the father, Donald Allen Bauer, was trapped. And rescue workers who were called to the scene tried to reach him, were unable to save him, and he drowned in his vehicle.
Wow. Just tragic. We saw another spike in coronavirus cases this week. We should take a moment to look into that.
Yesterday, the number of new cases jumped again, Brad, and I feel like this is happening week over week as we're having these conversations. Cases hit almost 5,000 overnight yesterday, and that's up from an average of about 3,000 new cases per day that we've seen over the last 1 to 2 weeks.
I do worry that people are becoming numb to these statistics, but these increases are really alarming, and it means the pandemic is not at all over.
And I heard another alarming statistic that I think will really speak to parents, and that's a 300% increase in cases among children just since July here in Pennsylvania.
And that's happening as many children across the Lehigh Valley went back to school this week. And after weeks of contentious debate about masking in the schools, on Tuesday, an announcement from state officials changed the idea that those decisions would be made purely on the local level in the hundreds of school districts in the state.
That had been the plan, as we've discussed, but acting state health secretary came out. She had Governor Wolf standing beside her, and she ordered all K-12 schools and child care facilities to require masks for all students and staff, and that's effective this Tuesday. The goal there, she says, is to keep schools open by preventing the spread of this highly contagious variant, the Delta variant, especially among young children who can't get vaccinated.
We have just about a minute left, but the governor had asked the legislature to reconvene on the issue. They declined to do so. This was not an emergency declaration by the governor, but rather by the Department of Health.
That's right. And some legal scholars think they have standing under the health management that this is going to hold up. The Republican leaders in the legislature are staunchly opposed and wanted that to stay a local decision.
We're really seeing the battle of emergency powers between the legislative and executive branches play out in the issue of masking, and indeed also in the expiration of the governor's opioid emergency declaration that we reported on. That had been renewed 15 times since early 2018, and now the governor no longer has that option. Thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.